This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The cost of living in London is inflation in Washington. And in Washington in these last hours, at a panel discussion held by the International Monetary Fund, Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, suggested that, quote, there's something in the idea of front-loading aggressive rate hikes as the Fed approaches its May 3 to 4 meeting to determine what is to be done about the inflation that we see at the gas pump, in the grocery store, and is much debated as to what caused it. But here we are inside of it. I welcome Véronique Duverger of the Mercatus Center, who's been my inflation watcher for more than a year. We've gone through phases of denial. It appears that Mr. Powell is no longer concerning himself denial. He's now talking about front-loading, which is my reading of the euphemism for aggression. What kind of aggression? What will work? Véronique, a very good evening to you. I note that Mr. Powell is now speaking aggressively. Is that a fair judgment of him, or is he still being cautious about what needs to be done? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. He is aggressive compared to how he was behaving before, but I think he remains fairly dovish. Or at the very least, let me say that it takes a while for him to get convinced that he has to do something. And even now, he continues to blame factors that have not much to do with his own action at the Fed and Congress's action with fiscal policy. He's still talking about the pandemic and supply and Ukraine and all of this. And it's not to say that this is not caused, obviously, the pandemic created this massive original supply shock, but it's not to say that this has not played some role. But the truth of the matter is, like, the Federal Reserve and Congress, through their action, are the one to blame for this inflation. And he has been really slow to move, and he has yet to admit that they've made mistakes.
I have someone even slower. That would be Christine Lagarde, the central banker in Europe. We have this report from Reuters, I believe, in these last hours. Traders are betting the European Central Bank will raise rates above zero for the first time since 2012. Let me read that again. Above zero this year for the first time since 2012, after a string of hawkish comments from policymakers at the European Central Bank. Money markets are pricing 75 basis points of interest rate hikes by the ECB's December decision, according to swap contracts linked to the euro short-term rate. The ECB should be able to phase out asset purchases in July. They're still buying bonds to pave the way for an interest rate increase as early as that month. Now, that sounds dovish to me, is it? And does it matter that the ECB is still reluctant to take on inflation?
Well, it will matter to European Union countries. But yes, it is very dovish. It is quite astonishing, actually, how slow they're moving. The fact that they're still buying assets and that they're talking about such little rates is surprising. But, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't think the European Union is ever an economic model for us. So in a way, we shouldn't be surprised that they're behaving this way.
We come back to the Federal Reserve. Mr. Powell went on to say, so that, meaning the inflation rate, a four-decade high, does point in the direction of, and here's the mystery, a half-point increase being on the table for the Fed's policy meeting. I feel like I'm come from the world of geopolitics to the world of a quarter point, a half point. Are these significant decisions that Mr. Powell is making? For example, James Bullard, a member of the Federal Reserve, has said he thinks three quarters of a point in May and maybe three quarters of a point in June. So What is holding Powell back from getting in front? You've taught me over the years that in order to contain inflation, you've got to get ahead of it. You can't keep following it. And it would appear that Mr. Powell is following it. Who does this help? He's a political actor. He's in Washington. Who is helped by his apparent dovishness compared to what James Bullard is talking about?
So I think that one of the things we can say for sure about Mr. Powell is that he has been obsessed about unemployment rate. And his main concern is to, one of the reasons, the Fed was wrong about inflation like throughout 2021, but also I think that one of their concern was to make sure that they weren't doing anything that would hinder employment numbers. They're really, really, really focused on unemployment numbers. And if you look at the Fed's projection, they seem to truly believe that inflation is going to fall on its own without doing very much. And was just like, basically you can raise rates very slowly. Inflation is going to fall on its own, and then you can preserve the employment, the labor market, and not cause a recession. Now, it's always a possibility. It would be surprising, but I think that concerns for labor, for the labor market, is something that is driving him. I also think that he hasn't been confirmed yet. He'd rather not cause a recession, for sure. And so that must have been on its mind. I mean, we can talk about the independence of the Fed. I think when you're chairman of the Federal Reserve and you've had these jobs, you must be a political animal. So I think that must he must be thinking of that. I think I'm definitely more on the side of Bullard. I think they should increase rates more aggressively than they are. And they should be also screaming at Congress to put in place fiscal restraint, because raise of interest rates is going to materialize in higher interest payments. If interest payments are not paid with more taxes or less spending or whatever, are not compensated, that's going to increase the deficit, and increase the deficit could add inflation fuel to the fire.
The word recession, you've used it at least once in that remark. Is recession now in train? Are we looking at something like that in 2023? Can we tell? We have about a minute.
I don't know exactly. I don't know. The probability that we'll have a recession, at the end of 2022 or before or in 2023, I think the probability is quite high. I think no one has ever really successfully done soft landing when you have inflation like this, especially when you have also supply shock like we're having right now between the COVID in China and the Ukraine war. So it's going to be really, really hard. And I think unfortunately a recession, the probability of a recession is high, but you know, who knows? Miracle maybe could happen.
Good. Yes, I know. Five-run homer. There's something in the idea of front-loading, said the chairman of the Federal Reserve, meaning sooner and bigger. How big? We'll find out the beginning of May. I thank Veronique Tarishi of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.